Deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are making moves to convince the American people that what Biden is doing, what the fake news is doing, what the installed corrupt politicians are doing is absolutely okay. We can indict Trump. It has nothing to do with politics because, look, we're indicting Hunter on gun charges. Now, remember, this is not about justice. This is about their narrative. This is about what they're trying to do to make it okay that whatever is happening to Trump right now, we're doing the same thing to Hunter. But once again, Hunter is not running for president. Secondly, they already had a plea deal that fell apart, and now they're trying to use this. That means probably another indictment's coming for Trump. And I think people are starting to see through this. This doesn't mean there's justice that is coming, that Hunter is going to go away for a very long time, that Biden's going to be taken down by the Department of Justice. This is, once again, a show, and they're trying to control the narrative in all of this, but it's not going to work, just like everything else. People see through the charade. Everyone understands that nothing is going to happen to Hunter. Just because you have an indictment is absolutely meaningless. Remember, they already had a plea deal with this, and that completely fell apart. Now the people are watching this play out, and they're saying, okay, you're just doing this right now with these ridiculous gun charges, which should have been brought against him a long time ago. You're just using it to make it look like, hey, look, the same thing's happening. So the Department of Justice isn't biased. And I think the people are starting to realize this. Now, the other thing we see right now is that they're building the narrative where there's going to be some type of cyber attack on the election infrastructure. DHS came out with a report, and it looks like we're heading down that path where they're setting the narrative, making everyone aware that there are actors out there, even domestic terrorists, that might sabotage the election infrastructure as we get closer and closer to 2024. Now, they're right on schedule with this. Remember, they're not going to attack unless they build the narrative up. This is why the World Economic Forum told everyone, listen, within the next 2 years, we're going to have a cyber attack on the world. And then they run a simulation, and then they build the narrative, and then they have the attack. They did this with COVID. They do it with pretty much everything. And you could see that already building this up because they know they will not be able to win in the 2024 election. COVID is not working for them. I do believe the day after the elections, COVID completely disappears. They will keep it up until the elections, but I think after the elections, they won't care about it because they'll realize that didn't do it. And they'll only need it to keep everyone masked so they can have their chaos and to try to use the use it for mail-in ballots and drop boxes and things like that. But COVID is not going to work. The people aren't buying into what they're selling right now. And they realize, well, we know the people are behind Trump. We can see just by the interview with Tucker Carlson, he had over, 225 million people watch that. So if they're watching that, what do you think is going to happen during the election? Well, you're going to see most of the people, I say the majority of the people, vote for Trump. And as we go through 2024, Trump is going to make sure that the people understand what the deep state is and what they're trying to do here. Remember, this is about showing the people the truth, having the people make a logical decision. So as we go throughout 2024, what are people going to see? They're going to see the economic system completely implode. Who's responsible for this? Is it Trump? Absolutely not. It's the Biden administration. So as the economy gets worse and people lose their jobs, the inflation picks up, fuel prices pick up, what are people going to do? Well, I love this guy in office. I love what he's doing with inflation. I love it when I can't afford anything. I love when fuel prices are $12 a gallon. This is incredible because, I always wanted it this way. No, the people are going to go, holy crap, this is ridiculous. I see my friends, my cousins losing their job. I can't pay my bills, my electric bill, my gas bill, my car, and everything else. It's outrageous. So we don't want this guy in there. Is there anyone else? That's what they're going to see. So they're looking at this and they're watching it. Now, that's just with the economy. Think about with war building right now. So at the same time through 2024, you're going to see the economy fail. And remember, this is part of their 16-year plan they were trying to do to Trump. Now he turned the tables on them. He's doing it to them. You're going to see them try to bring us to war. Now, throughout 2024, they're going to build this up. And they're going to build the narrative up because they need to build the narrative up because that fits into what? The cyber attack on the infrastructure here in the United States. So you're going to see the war drums get louder and louder and louder as we go throughout 2024. And I do believe by the time spring and summer hits, we're going to be right at that point where people believe that we're going to war. And it's going to be pretty darn bad. It's going to be pretty darn scary because this will build their narrative up enough to convince people, look, North Korea attacked us, China attacked us, Russia attacked us, and they hit our infrastructure with a cyber attack, which means we can't have the election. This is what they're trying to build right now. And they've already started the narrative. DHS already put out a report letting everyone know that the election system, they're vulnerable to domestic terrorists or other foreign entities like North Korea, Russia, and China. So they're already building this up. They're already building the narrative because they need to lay the foundation for all of this. Because they just don't want it to come out of nowhere. They want to build this so people hear it. People understand what's coming. This is why we're taking precautions. And holy crap, it happened. Now what do we do? Well, it looks like we're in a circumstance that we've never seen before. Our computer systems, the Dominion machines, and everything else have been hit. I don't know if we can have an election right now. We might have to postpone it for a couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks. Now think about what they did with COVID. They used mail-in ballots. They used drop boxes. They used all of these things to cheat in the elections. And they needed to shut down the elections and count and see how many ballots they actually needed. And then they produced those ballots because they had them on hand. They were prepared for it. And they used it to catch up to Trump. This time around, they're going to have to postpone for a couple of weeks. Because they won't be able to use the mail-in ballots. They won't be able to use the drop boxes. So they're going to try to push this off. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have different plans. Their plans are, well, if the United States is attacked by a foreign entity, that is an act of war, which means that is an exception to the Posse Comitatus Act, which means the military is activated, which means they now control the elections. They have to safeguard them. Because we don't know what's going to happen next. What happens if it's a physical attack? So we need to guard the elections with everything that we have. And we're going to have the elections in one day. If we spread it out for a week or two, well, this gives the enemy a long period of time to attack. Let's do it in one day. Let's get it over with. Let's get the new president in. And I do believe this is what this is all being built up to. And I do believe this is Trump's method of removing the foreign entities from our elections, removing the deep state from our elections, and allowing the American people to have their vote. Because if you just do it with a piece of paper, you can't hack into it, you can't do anything with it. And if everyone is watching at the centers, well, and the military is watching, you really can't have the cheating. Because remember, think about who's really in control of the elections. Remember, this is the deep state system, this is the D system, and they normally have their people in the inside. They control the elections. Trump, he needs to take that control away from them. Because think about what happened in Detroit when they started to board up the windows. Think about what happened in Arizona, what happened in Georgia, and many other areas. Those people that were put and installed in these positions, they controlled everything that happened. If the military is in control, that control is removed from them, and the control goes to the military, which means the deep state loses that control, and they can't just force everyone out. They can't board up the windows. They can't do any of these things. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're counting on the deep state to do exactly what they're going to do. And it looks like DHS is already building the narrative, letting everyone know, we're heading down this path. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the Native American group that campaigned to eliminate the Redskins name And what we've come to find out is that this activist group that eliminated the name of the Washington Redskins, that was a group that was funded by George Soros and the U.S. government. So they funded this, they pushed this agenda, and this wasn't a grassroots movement. And what's very interesting is that we have another group that is pushing against George Soros' group, saying, we want the name changed back. And they've been trying to do this for quite a while. But the Washington Redskins, or the Commanders, will not do this because they're instructed not to do this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Ken Paxton right now, he's involved in this hearing because they're trying to remove him from his position because he goes after criminals. He goes after those individuals that manipulated the election. He goes after those people that are involved in the border crisis. He goes after the criminal syndicate, and they don't like this. And they're trying to get rid of him. And what's very interesting is that Ken Paxton's accuser, well, he ran into reality. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's personal assistant, Drew Wicker, made an accusation that Texas donor named Nate Paul funded a kitchen remodel for Paxton, a quid pro quo to sell influence. However, during cross-examination, Drew Wicker admitted the kitchen remodel never took place and the actual details of the home remodeling being done by Paxton was taking place after the office whistleblowers went to the FBI with their undergrounded claims. Paxton's attorney, Tony Busby, showed Drew Wicker's pictures of the kitchen taken 3 years ago and also taken last month. There was never any remodel work completed. This is the central point of the alleged bribery. So the prosecutors tried to deny the pictures were correctly dated or real. And then Tony Busby says, let's drive over there and look at the kitchen, Your Honor. And this is when everything fell apart for the prosecutors. And once again, you can see that they're trying to remove Ken Paxton any way they possibly can. And they're playing dirty, but it's not working out for them. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, Ken Paxton's sham impeachment verdict is expected to come back between today and Saturday. The Texas AG needs 10 state senators to vote to acquit. I've been told by insiders the following senators' votes are unknown at this time. If you're a Texas resident, kindly, respectfully, contact these elected representative offices and tell them you want the attorney general, a man who was overwhelmingly reelected by double digits by over 4 million Texans, even after every allegation against him was made public. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton was easily reelected last November, but now establishment rhinos are trying to undo that election with a shameful impeachment of him. Who would replace Paxton, one of the toughest and best attorney generals in the country? Could it be a Democrat, or even worse, a rhino? The voters have decided who they want. Democrats are feeling very good right now as they watch, as usual. The Republicans fight and eat away at each other. It's a sad day in the great state of Texas. And I do believe that they are going to try everything they possibly can to get rid of him. But hopefully the people see that this is a sham and the senators don't vote to remove him because he's done a lot of good. The people want him in there. And we can see that the deep state players, they don't like this because they don't have control. This is why they have all the illegals coming into Texas, because they're trying to change the state, just like they changed California, just like they are trying to change Arizona, just like they changed New Mexico. They want to change Texas, and Ken Paxton is in the way, and this is why they need to remove him. Now, what's very interesting is we can see that the impeachment inquiry is moving forward, which gives the House a lot more power. They can dig up a lot more information on Biden, show that he was involved in quid pro quo. He was involved in money laundering. They can build the case. And when reporters asked Biden about all of this, he just stared into space. He really didn't answer. He really didn't do anything. But what's very interesting about all this is that Biden, he actually says that they're doing this because they want the government shut down, which means they are going to shut down the government. You see, every time they say, well, the Republicans, they're doing, the House is doing this because they want the government shut down. No, what they're really saying is that we're going to shut down the government if they keep this up. And that reminds me of Post 520. Now, there's a lot in this post, but I'm going to read three lines here. This is January 13, 2018. It says, if D's shut down the government, what happens to the U.S. military? What specifically occurs? Think budget. Well, the soldiers don't get paid. Well, if we're heading into a war, and if we're heading into an attack on the U.S., would they want the government shut down? Would they want the military in a position where they're not getting paid? I do believe so. I do believe this is what they're going to try to do. Remember, when everything is falling apart on the deep state, they're going to bring us to war. They're going to create chaos. They need distractions. And the only way to do all of this is to put certain things into place, which they're already starting to put things into place. This is why Trump, from the very beginning, this is why he said, I see World War III. Nobody else sees it, but I see it. I see it in the background. I see what they're doing. He knows the playbook. He knows exactly what they're going to do. He knows that this is their plan. Remember, he's pretty much in control here. So if he knows all this and he's dictating to everyone, this is exactly what's going to happen, you can be sure that this is going to happen. Why? Because he needs the deep state to move forward with their plan and move the country towards war. Because this will wake up a lot more people. This will allow Trump then to change the election system. And I do believe this is going to work in the people's favor in the end. And this is what Trump actually wants. Now, Representative Andy Biggs, he put up a whole graphic of China payments to Biden's. And he says that this is just China. We have Romania, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and Russia. And that is absolutely true. And you could see all the money going through all these different people and then ending up with Hunter Biden, Joe and Jill Biden, and other family members. Kaneko the Great put this out on X and said, CNN's fact-checking McCarthy claims while launching Biden impeachment inquiry acknowledges the Bidens received $20 million through shell companies. An FBI informant claims they received $10 million bribe. Joe Biden participated in calls with Hunter's business partners. Six banks submitted 150-plus suspicious activity reports, but this doesn't prove wrongdoing. Well, actually, they just proved it. And this is a terrible fact-checking. Actually, they're proving that he actually did these things. This is how stupid they really are. Now, the Oversight Committee on X, they put this out and said, the White House refuses to answer questions about President Biden's involvement in his family's influence peddling schemes and what the Bidens sold to make millions. That's because witness testimony reveals Joe Biden was the brand and he was used to send signals of access, influence, and power that enriched the Biden family. When faced with defending the indefensible, the White House is now threatening the media to stop reporting on it. What are they trying to hide? Our committee will continue to follow the evidence and deliver the transparency that the American people demand and deserve about Biden's abuse of public office. Yes, and the deep state, the Bidens, they're going to do everything they possibly can to control the situation. We can control the media. We can control the social media companies. We need to control all of this, but it's not going to work. And they're realizing it's not working. The deep state's realizing that they are a liability and they need distractions. And what did they do? Well, they took the spotlight off of Joe Biden and they're trying to put it on Hunter Biden. Plus, they're trying to say, listen, we're not biased. And I'm talking about the DOJ. We're going after Trump and we're going after the Bidens. We're indicting both of them. And they're trying to make it seem like they're doing the same thing to both candidates. Catherine Herridge on X put this out and said, when indictment looming Hunter Biden probe worth revisiting court transcript July 26 failed plea hearing. Judge Noriega, I have had one or two cases involving a person struggling with addiction who bought a gun. We usually see a felony charge for false statement. The defendant, Noriega, does the government have any concern about not bringing the false statement charge in light of our discussion of 922G3 plus the constitutionality of that charge? Mr. Weiss, no, Your Honor. 18 U.S.C. 922G, possession, firearm, prohibited person. 18 U.S.C. 1001, false statement. So right now, Hunter Biden has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Delaware on three counts of lying on a firearm background check form and illegally possessing a firearm while under the influence of illegal drugs. So what does this really mean? It means they're trying to distract. It means they're trying to say, listen, the DOJ is not biased. James Comer put this out on X and said, today's charges against Hunter Biden are a very small start. But unless U.S. Attorney Weiss investigates everyone involved in the fraud scheme and influence peddling, it will be clear that Biden's DOJ is protecting Hunter Biden and the big guy. Absolutely. And then we have Kaneko the Great. he said this on X, Hunter Biden indicted on federal firearm charges. This is a strategic diversion tactic that draw attention away from the hundreds of crimes found in Hunter Biden's laptop, including unregistered foreign lobbying, money laundering, and bribery involving the president. Absolutely. So let's see. They're pushing the narrative that Biden shouldn't run for presidency. We have the Washington Post. We have many others putting that out there. Then the indictment just comes out. That's their first agenda. That means they're building the idea that we need to get rid of Joe Biden. The other agenda is they need to show that they're doing the same thing to Trump as they're doing to Biden. So, look, it's not a political hit. We're indicting Hunter. So basically, they want the people to believe this. Are the people going to believe this? I don't think so. And it also means that there's most likely another indictment or some other charge or something coming down the pike, because they just don't do this to do it. It means, look, we indicted Hunter. Now we're going to do something to Trump, even though we did a lot of other things to Trump. And this is just one indictment against Hunter. So you can see something is coming down the pike here. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said, this, the gun charge, is the only crime that Hunter Biden committed that does not implicate crooked Joe Biden. One down, 11 to go. The Democrats, with all of their horrible, very unfair, and mostly illegal witch hunts, have started a process that is very dangerous for our country. They have opened the proverbial Pandora's box, and it is possible that the U.S. will never be the same again. So sad. And you could see that this doesn't mean justice is going to be served. They're using this as a distraction, as leverage, and they're trying to take the heat off of Joe Biden. But once again, Hunter Biden, who cares at this point? No one really cares, because it's not Joe Biden. It's like if they went after Don or Eric right now. Yes, the media would play it up, but again, it wouldn't be Trump, their father. And I think people can see this, that this is a distraction, that they're never going to go after Joe Biden. Plus, what do you think is going to happen in the end? They're just going to pardon Hunter in the end. I mean, look what they started out with. They started out with a plea deal. That fell apart and people started to realize what was going on. You see, the people need to see this play out. That's what this is all about. Do you see the two-tier justice system? Do you see how they play the system? Do you see what they try to do here? And people, I think, are starting to catch on to all of this. Just like they're catching on to what's going on at the border. The people see all these illegals coming in. They understand that there's many different agendas associated with this. And one of them is that if they can't have mail-in ballots and drop boxes, they're going to need bodies to vote in the next 2024 election. Yes, this is also going to be used for riots and chaos. And this is also going to be used where they can take people's jobs, the American citizens' jobs, and bring down the wages. Because remember, when you have inflation, when you have everything falling apart, you need very cheap labor. So yes, this is all part of it. But you could see the main thing is they can't allow Trump back into office. So they need warm bodies to vote in the next election, because they realize and they understand that COVID is not going to work this time around. So Minnesota, they're set to give about 81,000 illegal aliens driver's license. Applicants are now allowed to start the process, but won't be able to officially apply until the new law goes into effect on October 1st. The new law, dubbed Driver's License for All, opens up the door for voter fraud, since all a person needs to register to vote online in Minnesota is a driver's license. So I think the people, they're starting to realize this, and you can see what their plan is. They're trying to manipulate the elections. But again, when we actually have paper ballots and you have to prove that you're a citizen, this is going to be very, very difficult in these areas. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that with all these illegals coming in and all the illegal children coming in these different sanctuary cities, these children now are going to school. But there's one big difference between the American citizen and the illegals going to school. The illegals, they don't need immunization records. They don't need anything. I mean, think about it. The American citizen, they need to prove everything to go to school. They need to show doctor's notes, immunization. They need to show that they're actually a resident in the area. They need to prove almost everything. With the illegals, they need to prove absolutely nothing. Andrew Pollack put this out and said, 21,000 migrant children without immunization records are now attending New York City's public schools. Remember when American children weren't allowed in class without the COVID jab and a mask? Yep, and people are starting to see this. But there is good news. There's a new ruling from a federal court and has concluded that Barack Obama's program to protect illegal aliens, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which is DACA, is illegal. Now, the judge specifically found the Biden administration's scheme to codify the program through the writing of new regulations is illegal. The program protects those who came to the United States illegally from deportation if certain conditions are met. The report said an estimated 580,000 people have enrolled in the program. Remember, the same judge ruled in 2020 that the program could continue, but at the time, he banned new applicants joining. So the fight is expected to advance now to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals and possibly even the Supreme Court. So we'll have to see how this all plays out. And I do believe Trump tried to remove this completely. And now the judge is finding this illegal. So we'll have to see how this plays out as time goes on. But people, they're starting to realize how the border is very, very important, how we need a secure border, how we need a wall. And Trump, on Truth, he actually put out a Truth and it says, Trump's first-term border achievements were frankly extraordinary. And he's pointing to an article, which is the National Pulse. And when you look at the border wall, it shows a graphic of the new border wall system and the existing barrier. And Trump built a lot of the wall. And he had the entire area of Texas to go. Now, that's very interesting because they're going after the attorney general in Texas. Because remember, he fights the border problems. He fights election fraud. So it looks like they are now going after him so they can continue with their operation. And we'll have to see how that all plays out as time goes on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the deep state players, they are following the 16-year plan where you're going to see open borders. You're going to see the economy fall apart. You're going to see them try to bring us to war. And remember, Trump turned the tables on all of this and he accelerated and amplified their plan so you could see it firsthand. It no longer takes 10 years. You're seeing it in a very short period of time and it's been exaggerated so you can understand what they're trying to do. Instead of saying, oh, look, there's a mass shooting. Let's just ban assault rifles. They look scary. Well, people wouldn't pay attention to that. But when someone says, we're going to ban your weapon, you will no longer be able to carry it, and I am going against the Second Amendment, well, people take notice. And that's what people are seeing. And people are starting to understand this. But what happened in New Mexico is that the sheriff isn't going along with it. The attorney general's not going along with it. And now we have a U.S. District Judge, David Herrera, who's a Joe Biden appointee. He issued a temporary restraining order against New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham. And now it's on hold because it's a violation of everyone's rights. And I do believe in the end, it's going to be proven and shown that she violated the people's rights. And once this happens, I do believe they have the ability to get rid of her. I think everyone that knowingly violates your rights, they should be removed immediately. And you can see that this entire plan that the deep state put into place, it was supposed to be done over 16 years. The first it was 8 years was Obama. The last 8 years was Hillary Clinton. Trump, the Patriots, they interrupted this entire plan. They took control and they turned the tables on them and amplified their plan so you could see it as clear as day. And now we're heading into the part where the economy is going to be falling apart. And we're going to be heading into war. We're already seeing how they wanted to get the weapons away from the people. You're already seeing the open borders. You're already seeing that part of the plan and the infiltration in the school systems and everything else. Now you're going to see the other part of the 16-year plan. And it's all happening and it's condensed into these 4 years. And this is what's waking up the people. Remember, Trump from the very beginning told us we're going to have a pause. The pause, if there's such a thing. And once people see this, once people understand it, it'll make it much, much easier for what we need to do. And what is that? To go after these people. You see, in the end, Trump, he made a promise in the very beginning. We're going to drain the swamp. We're going to arrest these people. How do you do it if the people aren't with you? If you show the people all these things and you get the people on your side, does it make it a lot easier in the end when they vote and they say, yes, go ahead, arrest, drain the swamp? Will people be accepting? Of course they will, because they're telling Trump to actually do this. So this is why all of this is being done. Plus, it wakes the people up, makes the people fight for their freedom, and it allows the people to keep their freedom after all this is said and done. But when you look at North Korea, and I do believe North Korea was supposed to be part of the 16-year plan where there was going to be some type of missile shot from a submarine headed right to the United States, and it was supposed to, you know, hit a city and bring us into war, I think Trump is following their script and allowing this to play out. Because remember, North Korea, they just launched their new submarine, and it could be armed with 10 missiles with four larger tubes, likely containing 600-kilometer range KN-23 short-range submarine launch ballistic missiles. And they're capable of flying at a depressed trajectory to better evade radar and missile defenses. Plus, they have six tubes that are likely for North Korea's new missiles that have a range of 1,500 to 2,000 kilometers, and that gives North Korea the ability to hit the United States. Now, of course, they have to sail their sub, you know, through the Pacific, get closer to the United States, about 1,200 miles away, and they can fire this missile. And right now, you can see that all of this is building up. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about North Korea because DHS has come out with a report and there's information where it leads everyone to believe that North Korea, Russia, China, they're involved in cyber attacks. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later in this report that has to do with election interference. But first, let's talk about COVID, because they're trying to use COVID to interfere in the elections. And yes, they're going to do the same exact thing that they did the first time around. They're going to start shutting things down. They're going to be pushing mask mandates. They're going to say, hey, get your vaccine. They're going to say, hey, if you don't get your vaccine, you can't come to work. And we're already starting to see Providence Hospital. They're imposing the same mandatory vaccine or mandatory bioweapon that they did the first time around. And they're requiring their employees to actually take this drug. And if they don't take this drug, they will be let go. Now, once again, these people are going to have the ability to sue, and this is not going to work out the way they think it's going to work out. But most Americans, they're not going along with this. Most Americans, they're not concerned about the new variant. There was a poll that was done, and they asked the people, are you concerned about new variants of the virus? And it found that most, 52%, saying that they are not concerned. So the people right now, they're not going along with this. And I do believe as more information comes out and more people see the truth and more people do their research, I don't think the people are going to go along with this. Actually, we have the Florida Surgeon General. He put out a post on X and said, CDC and FDA continue to push COVID vaccines that are not backed by clinical evidence, but blind faith alone with zero regard for widespread immunity. The American people deserve the truth, but the Biden admin only wants to control your behavior. And he's letting everyone know, just don't get it. Remember, this is a bioweapon. People are dying from it. People are getting sick from it. People are having heart issues with it, where they're having myocarditis or pericarditis, and people are just passing away in their sleep or when they're on the field. So I think it's time the American people step back a little bit and say, okay, before we do anything, let's see all the documentation. Let's see what the long-term effects are. Let's see all of this before I even attempt to take it. And if there is other drugs or if my immune system can protect me, then I don't need it. And when people do the research and when people start to look, they start to realize, wait a minute, my immunity works. I don't need the bioweapon. Wait a minute. If I really do get sick, I can take ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine and there's no side effects. So why in the world would I need this bioweapon? You don't. You see, they went ahead and they censored all those people that were trying to say this. So all they had left was the bioweapon, because they didn't want people to understand and realize that, first of all, your immunity, your immune system would take care of you. They didn't want people to realize there were other drugs, because if people knew this, you wouldn't need the bioweapon. They wouldn't be able to push the bioweapon. But if there was none of this and there was no immunity, if there was no other drug, then you had to use the bioweapon. But I think the people are starting to realize, and the people are starting to understand, that you don't need the bioweapon. Think about all the unvaccinated people today. Shouldn't they be dead by now? I mean, they told us this is very, very serious. I think people know more people now that are injured by the vaccine than actual COVID. Actually, when I speak to people, there's hardly anyone that knows anyone that is injured by COVID. Yes, they might have thought they had COVID, but again, we're using a faulty test. They might have had the flu. But when you speak to people and you say, do you know anyone that is getting sick now? Oh, yeah, I do. Did they take the vaccine? Yeah, they had two boosters. Do you know anyone that passed away? Oh, yes, I do. This person passed away in their sleep. Did they have a vaccine? Oh, yes, they did. Do you know anyone that had a heart attack? Oh, yeah, I do. Did they take the vaccine? Yes, they did. A lot more people know these type of people than actually having COVID. So when you think about the pandemic, what's the real pandemic? The pandemic is this vaccine. That's the pandemic. And they released it on the public because they lied to the public. And that's what the deep state does. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and you could see the infiltration very, very easily, as they're pushing their transgender movement and their infiltration from within, where they're castrating the children, sterilizing the children, mutilating the children, the people are starting to understand this and realize it. And people are starting to realize how the infiltration actually worked. It actually was happening for a very long time, but nobody really noticed it. But now the people see it. Actually, what's very interesting is that Dr. Lupus, she put this out on X and said, due to extreme amounts of LGBT propaganda, we are now seeing a 15,000% rise in castration, sterilization, mutilation, clinics for children. And when you look at the United States and you look at the map and you go back in time and you look from 2007, you hardly see any of these clinics, maybe two. When you fast forward to 2022, the number of pediatric gender clinics in 2022, there are hundreds of them all across the country. That is the infiltration. And they didn't want people to see this. They didn't want people to notice this. But I do believe what Trump and the Patriots did is they allowed the deep state players to feel that they had all the power. They were in the position of strength. And if you're in the position of strength, you feel like this is the right time to reveal your plan because you have the strength. We're in control of everything. So let's show the people what we really want. Let's bring all the people from the shadows and bring them into the light so you can see what our agenda really is. See, they thought the people were going along with them. They thought the people were still brainwashed. They didn't realize the people have woken up. The people can see clearly now. The people can think logically. And now the people are fighting back. They never expected this to happen, and they can't put people back to sleep. And remember, Trump, from the very beginning, he started to wake people up in the very beginning by calling out the fake news, by showing people certain things. You also had the Q movement for those people that were awake, that loved to do research, that were thinking logically. They were already waiting for this information. The information was brought out into the open, and they went ahead and the movement grew. Now, this was only going to grow to a certain point because a lot of people didn't believe in it. A lot of people didn't have time to research. A lot of people didn't have time to look at it. So you have to introduce other information in other ways. Other people like seeing documentaries, and we're seeing a lot of these documentaries. Other people like to see facts, like documented proof in courts. They go along with this and they say, okay, I see it. It's proven. It's in the court of law. And now I believe it. The other side, the D's, well, they weren't listening to any of that. They weren't listening to Q. They were not watching the documentaries. They're not seeing any of that stuff. So I do believe the Patriots needed to introduce someone that would wake them up. Enter RFK Jr. He started to talk about the vaccines. He started to talk about RFK. He started to talk about the CIA And it started to wake those people up. They started to think logically, like, holy crap, I can't believe this guy's out there saying this stuff. Now, does that wake up everyone? No. Remember, these are different stages where people are waking up. I think we're getting to the point right now that he's woken up as many people as he possibly can, and we need to take this to the next level. Actually, Clandestine put this out and said, RFK Jr. brings attention to the DNC becoming the pro-war party. He is waking up the centrist leftists that Trump could not. The remaining normies are getting heavy doses of red pills, but from a source they are more inclined to trust. It's working. And yes, the people are seeing this. He's going to wake up as many people as possible, and then we're going to have to take this to the next level. And I do believe the next level is having trials, because those people that are watching MSNBC, CNN, thinking that they're going to put Trump away, they're going to watch this. They're going to be glued to the sets, and the D's, they're going to be watching and hoping that Trump is going to be thrown to jail, but they're going to see something completely different, and they're going to see this play out in the court of law, and they're going to see evidence produced. And remember, this individual, Trump, he is defending himself against these attacks. So he didn't bring this up. He didn't attack these people. And he's going to show people the classified information. This is going to be the trial of the century. And a lot of people are going to wake up to this, which means Trump is going to have a lot more people on his side. Now, does this mean it's going to wake up every single person? No. Then you have to take it to the next stage. And that is war. And that is where we're headed. But we could see, before we get there, they're going to do the change of batter. We already have Nancy Pelosi. She's talking smack against Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And she's letting everyone know that, oh, no, we need Biden. We need Kamala Harris. But she's doing it in a backhanded way. Anderson Cooper, who was interviewing her, asked Nancy Pelosi twice about former Speaker Harris, was she the best running mate for Biden? And she responded in this way. Well, she's the Vice President of the United States. People say to me, well, why isn't she doing this or that? I say, because she's the Vice President. That's the job description. You don't do that much. Now, that's very interesting. So what is she really saying? Harris is just an empty weight on the ticket and easily replaceable. And that's exactly what's going to happen. She's a placeholder, and that's all she was from the very beginning. Remember, during the Democratic primaries, she had like 1%. Nobody wanted her. So they just brought her on. Oh, look, diversity, black woman. Let's bring her in. Nobody likes her, but let's bring her in. And now she's in there, and I do believe this was done on purpose, because they knew in the very end they were going to have to swap out Biden and bring in another black woman to replace the black woman that's in office. And I do believe this is exactly where we're headed right now. Actually, Devin Nunes put this out on Truth, and he's pointing to a Daily Mail article, and it says, New York Times and Washington Post both run op-eds branding Biden 80 too old for office, with New York Times raising specter of him dying before retiring like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Devin Nunes responded to this and said, only Biden can keep himself in the race now. Obama will turn up the heat until only a loon like Biden would stay in. 60 days and counting is my guess. Get out the popcorn. So Devin Nunes is already saying within 60 days, you're going to see Biden drop out of the race. So this is going to be very interesting as we move forward. And as we move forward, we're going to see the change of batter. Now, I don't mean as soon as he drops out, they're going to have someone replacing him. I do believe they're going to be building up the narrative. They've already started with Michelle Obama. They had the biographer out there saying, oh, yeah, she's going to be running in the 2024 election. So I do believe we're heading in this direction. Obamas are going to be coming into focus as we're having these trials with election fraud, January 6th, and everything like that. And what's very interesting about all of this is that the Georgia judge right now has ruled that Trump and the 16 others will be tried separately from two defendants who are set to go on trial next month in the case, accusing them of participating in an illegal scheme to overturn the results of the 2020 election. And those two people are Sidney Powell and Kenneth Cheesebro. So this is going to be very interesting how this all plays out. And Trump, we know that he has irrefutable evidence. And that reminds me of two posts, post 2173 and 2177. This is September 15, 2018. It says, D-class coming, more incriminating text releases coming, dark to light, carpet bombs, Moab. Then we have post 2177. Now, remember, Obama had an executive order 13526, and this is about classified information. And this is why Trump, I do believe, is going to reveal this information according to Obama's executive order 13526, section 1.7. Classification prohibitions and limitations. A, in no case shall information be classified, continue to be maintained as classified, or fail to be declassified in order to conceal violations of the law, inefficiency, or administrative error. Prevent embarrassment to a person, organization, or agency. Restrain competition. Prevent or delay the release of information that does not require protection in the interest of the national security. So once again, in no case shall information be classified, continue to be maintained as classified, or fail to be declassified in order to protect these people from embarrassment, from administrative error, to conceal violations of the law, to prevent delay the release of information that does not require protection in the interest of national security. So once again, Trump, I do believe, is going to use this against them. Now, when all this is coming out and the proof is coming out, you know they're going to be building up the distraction. Because remember, they don't want anyone to know they were involved in January 6th, which most of the people do now. The polls are showing this. They don't want people to know that they manipulated the election in 2020, with which most of the people, 62%, believe that there was rigging of the election in 2020. So what are they going to do? They do what they always do. They have an event. What's that event? That event is war. That's where we're going to be heading. And you could see already they're preparing their narrative. Right now, the new U.S. cyber strategy reflects growing recognition of importance of secure communications since Ukraine war. Experts say North Korea continues to increase cyber attacks on the U.S. government, departments, critical infrastructure, and private businesses. Now, this is coming from the Department of Defense. We also have the DHS. They put out a report, their annual report. And let me just read some sections here. The DHS report warns of state-backed hackers using AI for both malware and development and election interference. The Department of Homeland Security Homeland Threat Assessment is warning of bad actors potentially using artificial intelligence to disrupt critical infrastructure either through election influence campaigns or by targeting industrial systems. The annual report, which outlines the key concerns for the next year, points to adversaries increasingly focusing and learning how to target critical infrastructure like energy or the upcoming 2024 election. So let me read a little bit further down in this report, and it says, while cyber attacks seeking to compromise networks or disrupt services for geopolitical or financial purposes continue apace, we noted an uptick over the last year of physical attacks on critical infrastructure. We expect the 2024 election cycle will be a key event for possible violence and foreign influence targeting our election infrastructure, processes, and personnel. Our electoral process remain an attractive target for many adversaries, and we expect many of them will seek to influence or interfere with the 2024 election. Some DVEs may attempt to disrupt civic and democratic processes, mobilized by their perception of the upcoming election cycle. Nation-state threat actors likely will seek to use novel technologies and cyber tools to enhance their capabilities and malign influence campaigns, ultimately to undermine our confidence in free and fair elections. Cyber actors likely will seek to exploit election-related networks and data, including state, local, and political parties' networks and election officials' personnel devices and email accounts. So they're already building the narrative, letting you know they're going to cyber attack. It's going to hit the election infrastructure. And they're going to say, we can't have the elections now. Darn it. We know that Michelle Obama's going to win, and we really want to have them. And I do believe the military is going to say, well, the country was attacked, and the country now is in a state of war. We're activated. We can work on U.S. soil. And you know what? We're going to take control of the elections because we don't know who's a domestic terrorist. We don't know who might be interfering in the election. So all those people that are running the election, we're going to remove these individuals and we're going to take control of the elections. Now, are the people of this country going to say, that sounds like a good idea? Most likely. The military's in control. We were attacked. And now they have to make sure the elections run smoothly with paper. We can't trust the Dominion machines. We can't trust the computer systems. We only can trust paper because no one can manipulate them. And everyone needs to come in a person. And we need to do this in one day. So let me go back to post 4587. It says, C-19 narrative kill date, election day plus one. Prepare for zero-day massive cyber power attacks attempts on 11.4. Isn't that the day before the election? Yes, it is. Post 4951. Why is this relevant? How do you show the public the truth? How do you safeguard U.S. elections post-POTUS? How do you remove foreign interference and corruption and install U.S.-owned voter ID laws and other safeguards? It had to be this way. Sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. And I do believe this is how we're going to safeguard all of this. And we can see that this is building up now. They're right on schedule with all this. And you're going to see more and more reports as we go through 2024. You're going to see the war build up as we go through 2024. And in some instances, it's going to be very, very scary because the fake news, the corrupt politicians, they're going to be building this up. And Trump on the other side is going to be saying, listen, we don't have to go to war. I can have peace. We don't have to go down this path. This is going to be a nuclear war. And this is going to build and build and build. Now, I do believe we might even see the deep state players actually attack the United States. Remember, they don't care about the United States. They don't have an allegiance to a country. Their allegiance is to themselves. It's not to the Constitution. It's not to the country. So once they realize that their plan didn't work where they cyber attack the country and the country is shut down and the elections aren't working and we have the elections using paper ballots with the military guarding the elections, and once they realize that they have lost the elections, I do believe they're going to then push chaos out on the streets. Remember, they need distraction after distraction after distraction. And during this period of time, we know that war has been building up and we know that we've just been attacked. We're on guard right now. And I wouldn't be surprised, since Trump is the president-elect and he's been telling us that once I'm elected, I can, you know, negotiate peace. Well, once he's the president-elect, he has this short period of time, or the deep state has this short period of time, where they can try to bring us into war to distract from all of this. So I do believe they're going to make an attempt to try to attack the United States in a different way. What is that way? I wouldn't be surprised if a missile is launched from a North Korean sub and it is shot down over the ocean, or it doesn't make it to the United States and it hits the ocean and there's an explosion and the fake news actually continually reports on this. And the deep state players say we need to go to war. This is an attack on the United States. We must go to war. Now, I think Trump on the other side is going to be talking about peace. He's going to be saying, no, 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 we don't have to go to war. Just give me this chance. I can negotiate peace. And the people who just elected him are going to say, yes, let's have peace. Now, all this is going to happen as we have chaos throughout the United States. It's not going to be like a calm situation where everyone's just sitting back. You're going to see looting. You're going to see the criminals, the illegals all out there. Now, remember, since the military has been activated, this is the exception to the Posse Comitatus Act, they have the ability to round up all of these individuals. Now, remember, going back in time to the insurrection on November 3rd and the completion on January 6th, the military already has that exception, but the people don't understand this. I do believe this is a way of coming full circle where people now will accept the military being on U.S. soil, which then enables them to go after all these people and round up all these people. This is what the military has been waiting for. Now, once again, while all this is happening, I do believe we're going to receive messages on our phone, and this is why they did a test, or they're going to do a test in October. They've done previous tests, but this is going to be the biggest test. They're going to do a test on the phones, on the TV, radio, and everything else, letting you know that this is going to be used during a natural disaster or during some type of an attack. And I do believe once we are attacked, we're going to get messages on our phone telling us to stay inside and not go outside. And this is when the operations are going to be conducted, in the middle of the night. And they want people to stay off the streets. They want people to stay inside. And the only people that will be out there are those individuals that are looting and those people that are coordinating everything. And I do believe this has all been set up to round these people up. Now, as we go through this war period, Trump, he's going to let the people know that he can have peace. And I do believe the people are going to be behind him saying, we must have peace. Let Trump handle it right now. Even though he's not inaugurated and, you know, the acting president is there, she's going to look like a total idiot. The people are going to say, let the president-elect handle this right now. And I do believe he's going to handle this in the end. But it's going to look scary. It's going to look like something we've never seen before. It's going to be as scary as 9/11 or the Cuban Missile Crisis. And the people are going to be very, very nervous because a lot of people aren't going to understand what's really happening right now. And I do believe this is going to wake up a lot of people. A lot of people are going to say, holy crap, these people want us to go to war. This guy who was just elected wants peace. Why don't they negotiate peace? Why doesn't Kamala Harris negotiate peace? Why is the fake news pushing war? Why are all these installed corrupt politicians pushing war? This makes no sense. This is the only guy that wants peace? And I think the people are going to wake up because fear like this and this type of situation wakes people up because they don't want war. They don't want their homes destroyed, their families dead. So it's going to wake them up and it's going to wake up a lot of people. And Trump, after all this is over, the people have spoken. Go arrest these people. Go get them. That's what this election's all about. The people are going to signal him, this is what we want. Now, what's very interesting is Dan Scavino, he put out a truth, and it's Trump telling everyone to fight, never, ever give up. You have to keep fighting until the very, very end. And he's seen many, many people fight, and then they gave up, and they weren't successful. So he's letting everyone know in this country, you have to continue to fight to the very, very end. But this video is 27 seconds long, and that reminds me of post 27. It says, not everything can be publicly disclosed because so much ties back to foreign heads of state. Much will be revealed. We want transparency, but not at a cost we can't recover from. I think if people knew every single thing, people would have a very difficult time understanding all of it because it's just too much information. It's almost like Neo in the Matrix when he started to learn that the entire world was completely fake, it was made up, everything that he knew about it was a hoax, a fake, and he couldn't take it anymore, and he popped. Think about the people of this country, if they understood that all of this was going on, everything that they knew about, well, it wasn't what was really happening. All these wars, the disasters, the human trafficking, child trafficking, pedophilia, if they found all of this out, I don't know if many people would be able to accept it. Yes, those people that are doing research, people that have been up on it, they would accept it. But most of the people, the majority, they just couldn't come to grips with it. Think about your uncles, your aunts, your brothers, your sisters, your mother, father. Think about all those people that they believe something's wrong. They can have a conversation with you, but if you go too far, they back off. They believe in Trump, but they just don't want to take that next step. And I think because they just don't want to go there, because they live their lives and they still want to believe that, you know, everything that they lived through was real. They don't want to realize that all these wars and everything that we lived through was done by evil people inside this country. I think it would have be a very difficult time for these people, but I think they're going to learn a lot. I think they're going to understand it, and they're going to wake up in all of this. And they're going to understand that we need to take back the country from these evil people. And I do believe this is where all this is headed. And the people, well, once they see it all, once they see it, they're going to take back the country. They're going to keep the country. And they're going to tell their children are going to tell their children. And this is what this is all about. This is about taking back control from this deep state that infiltrated themselves within this country. And right now,